Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, Michael Moss, has a book called Hooked: Food, Free Will, and How the Food Giants Exploit Our Addictions. And Mr. Moss says that fast food can be just as addictive as heroin. It's the fat, the sugar, and salt. They trigger the same dopamine release in our brains that morphine does.
Yeah, probably.
Well,
does.
This is the chemistry, too. They do that sort of stuff to get you addicted.
Oh, that's God. Exactly it.
There's a ton of food out there that they put in ingredients to get you addicted to it.
Now, Mr. Moss notes in his book that dopamine is a tool for our survival. We need to eat in order to live, yeah. And dopamine is there to motivate us to eat.
Right. Take it from a guy who ate a half a bag of chips last night.
So this is what might make it difficult for your brain to turn away the fast food you know and love.
Was only half a bag left, or did you roll it back up after half?
No, I rolled it back up.
I don't know how you do that, man. Especially, I knew you were high, obviously, so how'd you do that? How'd you roll it back up?
I just had to quit.
I know.
But I made some really good, I don't know if you'd call it a dip or a salsa. I couldn't stop eating it.
Oh, yeah.
That was part of the equation.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah. And the also, chips, they are tortilla chips or regular chips?
No, they were the queso-flavored Doritos.
Oh, my God. That sounds like dope.
It went really well with this salsa I made that was based in jalapeno and serrano peppers.
Oh, because that's right. You bought 8 pounds of that the other day. That's right.
Yeah. About that. I bought too much, so.
And then you ate a brownie before that because you're all high, right?
I haven't eaten a brownie
in a while.
Oh,
you don't do that in a week. Okay.
No, that's a weekend. Yeah. That's a weekend treat.
Right. A little treat for you, a little Scooby treat. Throw a brownie on the floor and he goes for it. Beats the dogs there. Beats the dogs there on a Saturday.
That's the exercise for the day. Fighting the dogs for the brownie.
Exactly.
When it was freezing ass cold, we had the mouse issues. Yeah. I kind of wanted to take one of those brownies and crumble it on the counter where...
Get the mice high.
The mice were scurrying and I'd wake up to see a passed out mouse on the floor.
Easier to catch.
Don't you think it would kill a mouse, though?
No.
It's a great question.
No, I don't.
I don't think so either. I don't think there's a lethal dose of that for anybody.
A stoned mouse, man. Not knowing it's going to be stoned either. Like, whoa.
Because that's
what
the way
is happening.
You could humanely get rid of them.
Just get them high and just...
Yeah, they're the stoned mouse. Put them in a box, drive them a few blocks away.
The Stoned Mouses is a great band name, by the way. They're opening up for the...
And it's probably a stoned mice.
What was that?
No, I like the Stoned Mouses.
Yep.
Mises.
Yeah, because when you're stoned, you're mouses.
I haven't watched it yet, but I would love it if that was part of that new Tom and Jerry movie.
Did they get them high?
Jerry just gets stoned.
Apparently kids are watching that. They probably won't put that in there. Apparently kids watching the Tom and Jerry movie.
It'd be a better movie.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You should have done that, Todd. But then your dogs might have got a hold of it, right? Not in the counter, I guess they wouldn't.
No, you're right. There's a possibility of that.
A dog licking that stuff up. Then you get a stoned dog, and then your wife's really mad at you.
Yeah, but they're usually at night hanging out in the bedroom. But if we saw a dead mouse, I'd be the guy who saw it first thing in the morning. Or, you know, a stoned mouse.
Yeah.
Stoned and passed out.
And again, I think we've talked about this before. If the dogs were lethargic from the weed, how would you tell?
Well, I'll tell you, I have seen a dog unable to move. I mean, literally unable to move to where the family thought the old dog was dying. Yeah. I'm not kidding you here. There's an old 14-year-old dog I was aware of that got a hold of a brownie. And nobody knew for a while. Like, and so the old dog.
Yeah, 14-year-old dog.
So everybody's waiting for the dog to die anyway. And one morning, the dog doesn't move.
Yeah, at all.
At all. And well, a little.
Yeah.
A little.
Was the pulse rate really low, too?
I don't know. I don't know about that, but they were. But, you know, it's in the morning, apparently, if I remember correctly. You know, there's, hey, dog, you want to go outside?
Right.
You know, to take care of your business. And the dog kind of looked up and then, wow.
Nah, man, I'm
couldn't move. Fine. Yeah. At some, I mean, yeah. it apparently it was still warm. Yeah. But then they called the rest of the family, and the family was gathering around this dog waiting for it to die.
Well, how'd they find out it was a brownie?
Waiting for it to die, and they took it over to the vet.
Yep.
And from what I hear, they were out. You couldn't go in because of the COVID, okay. So you had to just kind of pass your dog to them.
Got it.
And so they took the dog in, and they, you know, the family didn't know what to do, and they were sitting outside. Finally, they call over there, and they said. You know, what are we supposed to do here? You know, we gave you our dog, and now we just need to hear something or whatnot. And the phone was ringing. They said, hold on. And it was someone else, and they said, you know, I'm missing a large, very potent brownie.
Oh.
And I'm afraid the dog got it. Where are you? Well, we're at the vet.
What a great story. And then they figured out?
So then they said to the vet, oh, wait a minute. We hear the dog got into a brownie.
Yeah.
And so and they said.
A pot brownie, right?
Yeah. They told him.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, well, we'll, you know, watch the dog for 24 hours and whatnot and make sure he's fine.
Turn some Floyd on.
And he was fine. You know, the dog turned out to be fine.
Yeah.
Would these symptoms be consistent with a dog just being super stoned?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Could not move.
That's it.
The dog could not move.
And then the next couple of days, we're thinking, what the hell happened on Tuesday? What was up with that?
And can we do it again?
I like Tuesday.
So, plus, if you are wondering if a dog could get any lazier than its natural state, the answer is yes.
Yeah, apparently.
That's how.
Yeah.
That is how.
Oh, yeah. The dog pooped himself in the blanket and whatnot that they were carrying him in.
Oh.
The whole bit. He couldn't stand up. He couldn't stand up.
But that would also help just add fuel to the fire of, oh, God, the dog's dying.
Yes!
Yep.
Yes.
So, do I have this right? Let's say, we have a dog that, I don't know, might last a while, but he's old.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had to euthanize him, we couldn't gather around? The family couldn't gather around? They don't allow that at the vet's office?
It's different. I've had my dog to the vet here recently. They've loosened it up to the point where just, like the place I go to, it's just, wear your mask and you can come in.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we had to take Chloe to the vet yesterday, which was a really bad shape yesterday morning. We thought something was wrong, but she was apparently, it wasn't a brownie, she was just had a bad day. So they did a bunch of blood work. She's fine. But I was just a vet yesterday. You're right. You just wear the mask. Everybody just wears a mask.
But like back during the summer, I think I had to take her in for something. And it was that situation. Right. No, you just call us when you get there.
Right.
We'll come out and get the dog. And then we'll come back out and talk to you.
Dog stoned again? Yeah. I'll be by.
Well, we hope.
I'll be by. Dude. What kind of dog was it?
I don't know. Medium-sized dog. Okay. Not a large
just
one.
Just a big lump, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, a medium-sized lump. Yeah. Pooping lump.
A stone one.
The pooping lump of a dog.